first up is Lincoln Center's very first building. Avery Fisher Hall set the tone of artistic excellence from show number one. Lincoln Center debuted to the tune of a gripping performance from the oldest symphony orchestra in the U.S., the New York Philharmonic. One can only imagine what it must have been like to witness the excitement and anticipation around Lincoln Center's first ever performance. That was just one of over 20,000 performances put on by the Philharmonic, the Guinness World Record holder for the most by a symphony orchestra. It is said that once a musician joins the New York Phil, they never leave. Just take it from Newton Mansfield, one of the orchestra's 105 musicians. Newton has been playing violin for the organization since it relocated to Lincoln Center in 1962. Avery Fisher Hall has always made a name for itself by presenting a mixed roster of renowned classical favorites and surprising twists that keep audiences and critics on the edge of their seats. Jimi Hendrix's rare Baroque and Roll performance at the then Philharmonic Hall in 1968 is one example. The Philharmonic's rug concerts in the 1970s were also showstoppers for the intimate energy they brought to the hall. Rugs and cushions replaced structured seating, stages were abandoned, and the orchestra played in the center, surrounded by their captivated audience. Young showgoers flooded the hall, tickets sold out, and the rest is history. Come a little bit closer and feel free to explore the lobby just inside the glass doors. Today, Avery Fisher Hall shakes things up with a harmonic blending of the arts. The Art of the Score, Film Week at the Philharmonic, magnetizes an endlessly diverse crowd to view films like Kubrick's 2001, A Space Odyssey, or Hitchcock's Vertigo, while the live orchestra plays the scores. Alan Gilbert.
There's so much great, great music written for film. And to hear it played live by an orchestra, by the New York Philharmonic, is an amazing experience. And I think for people who know the films, even for those who don't, but those who remember what it sounds like in the film, to be able to be there live and experience it in real time, it's really an exciting experience.
You can see how architect Max Abramovitz was inspired by the social nature of concert halls in Vienna, Paris, and Amsterdam. His idea for Avery Fisher Hall's promenade, which lies one level above the lobby entrance, was to create a space where guests could meet up, grab a bite, or simply take a stroll before and after the show. When you're ready, make your way back to the plaza and prepare to be moved.